chapter 9. For its part, the former covenant used to have legal requirements for sacred service and its holy place on earth. For a first tent compartment was constructed, in which were the lampstand and the table and the display of the loaves of presentation, and it is called the holy place. But behind the second curtain was the tent compartment called the most holy. This had a golden censer, and the Ark of the Covenant completely overlaid with gold, in which were the golden jar containing the manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it were the glorious cherubs overshadowing the propitiatory cover. But now is not the time to speak of these things in detail. After these things were constructed this way, the priests enter the first tent compartment regularly to perform the sacred services. But the high priest enters alone into the second compartment once a year, not without blood, which he offers for himself and for the sins that the people committed in ignorance. Thus the Holy Spirit makes it clear that the way into the holy place had not yet been revealed while the first tent was standing. This tent is an illustration for the present time, and according to this arrangement, both gifts and sacrifices are offered. However, these are not able to make the conscience of the man doing sacred service perfect. They have to do only with foods and drinks and various ceremonial washings. They were legal requirements concerning the body, and were imposed until the appointed time to set things straight. However, when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have already taken place, he passed through the greater and more perfect tent not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. He entered into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and of young bulls, but with his own blood, once for all time, and obtained an everlasting deliverance for us. For if the blood of goats and of bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who have been defiled sanctifies for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of the Christ, who through an everlasting Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works, so that we may render sacred service to the living God? That is why he is a mediator of a new covenant, in order that because a death has occurred for their release by ransom from the transgressions under the former covenant, those who have been called may receive the promise of the everlasting inheritance. For where there is a covenant, the death of the human covenanter needs to be established, because a covenant is valid at death, since it is not in force as long as the human covenanter is living. Consequently, neither was the former covenant put into effect without blood. For when Moses had spoken every commandment of the law to all the people, he took the blood of the young bulls and of the goats, with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God has commanded you to keep." He likewise sprinkled the tent and all the vessels of the holy service with the blood. Yes, according to the law, nearly all things are cleansed with blood. And unless blood is poured out, no forgiveness takes place. Therefore, it was necessary for the typical representations of the things in the heavens to be cleansed by these means, but the heavenly things require far better sacrifices. For Christ did not enter into a holy place made with hands, which is a copy of the reality, but into heaven itself, so that he now appears before God on our behalf. This was not done to offer himself often, as when the high priest enters into the holy place from year to year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, he would have to suffer often from the founding of the world. But now he has manifested himself once for all time at the conclusion of the systems of things, to do away with sin through the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is reserved for men to die once for all time, but after this to receive a judgment, so also the Christ was offered once for all time to bear the sins of many. And the second time that he appears, it will be apart from sin, and he will be seen by those earnestly looking for him for their salvation.